You mentioned a black
bass.
Black bass? What's that?
That's a black fish. It's just a rock bass, they call them. They black and light, white pinstripes on them, and they grow black.
Mm-hmm.
And got them little dotters in them like pepper and salt. We call them a black bass. It's a good eating fish.
What about the butter?
Butterfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you catch them.
What does that look like?
That's a little silver-looking fish. A little silver-looking fish look goldish, like when it's fresh, it look goldish.
Uh-huh.
I said, come to call him a butterfish because he look like butter when he couldn't fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Call him butterfish.
What do people here fish with?
Nets and fishing poles and reel.
Mm-hmm. What do they put on their hooks?
Shrimps.
Uh-huh.
And cut bait.
What about a live fish that they can use for bait? What?
Shiners.
Mm-hmm. And something you could dig up out of the ground.
Worms, fish worms.
Mm-hmm. Something that people get, I think they have these tongs they go out in.
Oyster tongs.
Uh-huh. How do you use the oyster tongs? What do they look like?
They got rakes on the ends of them, bucket on each one of them, and you just open them up and gravel up the oysters with them.
Mm-hmm.
They got rakes on each. You got two pair of rakes, one on one side, one on the other. You rake them things together in the bottom, and that's what you call oyster tongs. Some people call them oyster rakes, and some people mostly call them oyster tongs.
How big are the oyster tongs?
No, it is. Some of them 16 feet, 18 feet.
That big?
Yeah, tall. But the oyster tongue, they run about 18 inches one way and about 8 inches the other way or 10 inches the other way. You call them oyster baskets. Them baskets down there, they're down on the bottom of your tongs.
Mm-hmm. Can one person work these oyster tongs?
Yes, yeah, one person. That's all it works, one person. How much more time we got down there? My time running out with you now.
Well,
I'm expecting some company in 3 minutes.
If they come, I can just shut it off. This tape should run out in about 15 minutes or so, if that's not too much time.
Okay. I'll probably better do that long.
Okay, well, if they come, I'll just cut it off.
Well, I got to go and make a telephone call on reading that. Said so.
Well, I don't think it should take too much longer. Something you'd hear making a noise around the lake at night. Makes a croaking noise.
I don't know, around the lake. Wouldn't say anybody was a crayon or something like that.
I was thinking of frogs.
Oh, we don't have, yeah, it's a frog around the water, fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
We call them frogs.
What do you call the large frogs?
Bullfrog.
And the little small green?
I call them spring frog.
Mm-hmm.
Pond frog.
And the kind that hops around on the land?
Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs hop on land?
Yeah. We find some around here big as they go around on land sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And something you'd find in fresh water that, it's got claws on it like this.
I don't know much about that fresh water.
But did you ever hear of a crawfish or?
Yeah, I heard tell them. I know what crawfish is, but I ain't never caught none. I've seen them, but I never caught any of them.
Mm-hmm. And a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
And those cooters, freshwater cooters.
Mm-hmm. What else? What about something that stays on land?
They call them pond cooters,
mm-hmm.
a gopher.
Mm-hmm.
Gopher mostly stay on the land.
Mm-hmm.